And it's now time to highlight one of our businesses here in the Southland. Let me tell you about Cloud Mover Day Spa. It's been voted number one on the OC hot list 7 years in a row and is known as where the locals go. It's located in Five Points Plaza. Cloud Mover Day Spa offers all sorts of great experiences and services, but I'm not going to tell you about all of them. I got someone who can tell you about all of them. Ann Mason Arnold, who is president of Cloud Mover, and she joins us right now. Ann, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great.
Ann, I have a question for you that I'm going to start out with. When's the last time you treated yourself to a spa day?
That is a very good question. I try to as frequently as possible, and I know how important it is. Lately, I've been doing a lot of reflexology or facials. I'm always up for an extended massage. There's just not enough time for pampering. I could do it every day and just love it.
Because you're busy pampering other people, right? And what are some of those things that you do help people kind of feel relaxed and get pampered? What are some of the services you guys do?
Amazing facials, amazing massages. We do custom airbrush tanning, body treatments, and so forth. Clients seem to love us, and they've come for years. Over 15 years we've been in business now, and we're here to take care of them, and we have an amazing crew. And again, I just want to thank our clients for being loyal as this last year's gone by.
And as a man, I probably have a different concept or an expectation of what a day spa would offer for me as opposed to a woman. What's the case for just for men coming in and pampering themselves?
I would say about 30% of our clients are male. They tend to enjoy more of a deep tissue or sports massage, often waxing. And many men do facials as well. They want to keep up their skin and their appearance in business or just in life in general.
They also come in for waxings, I saw, because I was going through your services because I'm thinking, oh, I could use a spa day. You have different pricing for men, right, versus women?
Well, it really depends. We evaluate, you know, the time needed in the treatment room and so forth. It's just kind of an estimate of what additional time may be needed for the service. But we can adjust that based on the individual service and what's needed exactly.
How do people usually find you? Is it something where people may find you just walking by as far as like a sidewalk kind of recognition thing? Or is it word of mouth? Is it referrals? How do people usually find their way to you?
Well, we do have an online presence and that drives some traffic. We don't really pay anybody to drive traffic, but it does. But it really comes down to the good old fashioned word of mouth. And our existing clients tell people, and new clients tell people, and refer and do amazing reviews. So we're very thankful for that. And I think it's just a quality of service and word of mouth.
And you guys are right down there on Main Street. Obviously, you were saying your website, cloudmover.com. You're also on Instagram. And I saw on Instagram, obviously, all businesses have been dealing with this pandemic. You guys made or are selling something that holds your mask. It's really pretty. It's sparkly.
I like to say if you have to wear a mask, you might as well sparkle.
I like that.
It's a headband and it's got a little button on the side, and then you attach your KN95 or your N95 to that, and it takes the burden off your ears.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to pop by there.
Silk masks and things like that. You know, you might as well embrace what it is at this point. And hopefully soon in the near future, we'll have some more clear guidelines moving forward. Looking forward to that, by early next week.
I don't think we should just skip past the fact that you made it through the pandemic. There are a lot of businesses who did not make it through this pandemic. What was that experience like for you? And what possibly changes did you have to make along the way to survive the pandemic in a business sense?
Well, immediately we needed to address our crew and our clients and put them at ease. Then we had to implement all kinds of procedures and protocols and so forth to meet the guidelines and requirements. We were also shut down approximately four times, and you might be shut down a week before or told a week before. So then you have to make the adjustments. You have to move the clients. I mean, it was an interesting experience. Let's just say it was a learning experience, and you needed to be relatively nimble in order to adjust in the frequency that was required. But yeah, we won't go too deep into everything, but yeah, it was interesting. Definitely learning experience. And you know, when it comes down to it, it's just making sure the crew is safe, the clients are safe, and we get to the end of this or forward, and everybody comes out okay. You know, sheer tenacity, I think, on my part, I've been told. And you know, you just have to pull in costs. You have to maximize, you know, SBDC, SBA as a resource and an education tool. You know, locally, there's 1HB who has done a lot to support local businesses in Huntington Beach that have been struggling. So we're thankful for that. And they do sell merchandise and so forth to replenish the fund to help the businesses. So, I mean, you just keep going. There's just not an option. There's not stopping. Stopping is not an option, I guess I should say.
And what do you love most about what you do?
I love the fact that when the clients leave and the clients come back and they say how much they love it, how much whenever they walk through the doors immediately, they're just put back into that state of mind of ease and relaxation. That's the thing that's the best. The other part I like is watching the crew grow. A lot of our members have been with us for 8-10 years, and just watching them learn and grow and have families and all of that, it's very interesting, and it's very rewarding to watch these things happen.
Cloud Mover Day Spa. It's at 18685 Main Street, Unit 104 in Huntington Beach. There's also cloudmover.com. You can find them on the web. We've been speaking with Ann Mason Arnold, who's president of Cloud Mover. And I was moved by your story of perseverance and just, I guess, obstinance of just refusing to give in to this pandemic. I salute you and celebrate your success. And I'm so glad that you've been able to come on and just dialogue with us about Cloud Mover. Nothing but success for you.
We appreciate it. And we appreciate your support. And check out our locals membership when you get a chance. And we'd love to see you when you're in Huntington Beach.
Voted the best day spa on the Orange County Hot List for the past 6 years, and they're trying to continue that tradition. Thank you again, Ann, for coming on.
You take care, both of you, and we hope to see you soon.